You know that ridiculous way pet owners talk to their animals?
Who's my boy? You want a potty for daddy? You're the best dog in the world.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that here. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as our guest in the studio, Julia Palmer, the president of the Capital Area Humane Society. Welcome back to the studio, Julia.
Oh, it's so good to be here again. Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. And Julia, the reason we wanted you here is you've got the big event going on tonight and tomorrow. Why don't you tell our listeners all about it?
Well, we sure do. We're hosting a giant adoption event this weekend, and we hope everyone will come out. Whether they want to adopt or not, it's going to be a really fun time for families and anyone who loves pets. It's actually called the Price is Right Adoption Event, and we're trying to have a lot of fun because we like to do that over the shelter. So we're going to have that Price is Right theme. You can play Puppy Plinko. There'll be lots of games for you to play there. I don't think there's a big wheel for you to spin, but we've got some Price is Right spinoff things going on that'll help you find your way into an adoption.
Well, it's perfect because Bob Barker, so, I mean, for dogs, what could be better than the Price is Right.
There you
Makes
go.
Makes perfect sense to me.
I can't imagine he would complain about the Humane Society using his name in this whole venture.
No, that's right. He's a big spay-neuter fan, just like we are. So, so it's good.
Terrific. Yeah. So how did this idea come about, Julia?
Well, you know, we just are always trying to find creative ways to draw attention to adoption because we love people to come to shelters and adopt. So really, my staff just spent some time being creative, and I think it's really good.
I'm thinking they probably were watching Happy Gilmore the night before.
Well, they might have been. You never know.
But you promise not to beat up any of the people who show up there, even if they're lousy golfers.
Oh, no. No violence, for sure.
So tell me about the Plinko. How does that play out?
Well, we actually have a Plinko board that one of our staff members built, and it's the whole Plinko thing going on. So you drop your Plinko token, and I guess you win a prize, and I think you get, we're having puppy specials in terms of adoption specials, so that's all connected. I'm not sure how it works exactly.
Is it focused towards, like, families? Is there things for kids to do and things like that, or is it mainly for those who are looking to adopt an animal?
Well, it's both. I mean, we're going to have some things like bake sales, games. We're even going to have a special movie theater set up for the kids while the parents are there adopting and that sort of thing
in
the library. So we're trying to make it really family-friendly. Since the hours are really different from our normal hours, we're open from noon to midnight on both today and tomorrow. So because it's going to be a long day, we're just trying to make sure it stays fun and upbeat for everyone that comes out.
Interesting. And did I see that? I thought I saw where prices were really reasonable for adoption. Something like cats for $5 or something
You're
like that?
Right. The Price is Right, for sure.
All right.
So, we're going to have $5 felines, and you can come take advantage of an adult cat adoption. And any adult cat over 4 months of age is going to be just $5, and that's off our regular adoption price of $50. So that's a really good deal. Comes with everything that's normally included, spay, neuter, vaccines, health check, all that comes right with that $5 adoption fee.
And this is the first year for this particular event.
This particular event. We're also having the kittens are on sale, and that's buy one, get one free at $50 each. So it's a $50 adoption for kitten, and if you want to buy one, get one free, that's always
And we're
available.
In the middle of kitten season, aren't we?
Oh, we sure are. There's no shortage of kittens going on for us. So we've got lots of beautiful kittens, every color, every variety, long-haired, short-haired, playful. They're all great.
So is there a particular kitten out there that you can think of that would that anyone would just love to have?
Oh, you know, they just have to get on our Facebook or check our website, because to me, they're all cute. It's hard for me to walk into work one day and say that's the cutest kitten here, because as soon as I think I see the cutest one, the next one's cuter. So the good news is there's no shortage of any type of pet animal if you want to adopt.
Well, and that's not a fair question, Rick. What's the best looking saltwater fish in your place?
I must admit, when you look at kittens, there's never an ugly kitten.
I tell you,
Oh my gosh. Well, you know, for those people that are just sitting around trying to figure out what they're doing today, you know, if they just want to kind of just be kind of charmed by a kitten, they've got to get off the couch or out of bed.
That's
good morning. And let's get out to the Humane Society.
Well, and Julia, that leads me to another question, because you were talking about kitten season.
Yes.
How is the spay-neuter facility doing over on Cedar that you've opened up? Are you getting the response off of it that you had hoped for?
You know, we're getting a lot of good response from that project, and we are certainly spaying and neutering a lot of animals, more than we could have done at our other location. We're running a great special because it's kitten season. It's really important that everybody knows. If you bring your mom cat in, and a cat spay is $50 per our normal prices, you can bring her kittens with her as long as they're over 8 weeks, and they're only $10 each. So essentially, if you have a mama cat, and even if you're going to place those kittens yourself, it would be so great to have them spayed or neutered before they left your home, so you know that they're going to be spayed and neutered. We spay and neuter kittens starting at 8 weeks of age, and if you bring mama in and you pay that $50 fee for her to get spayed, each of our kittens will only be a $10 fee for them to be spayed or neutered. So it's going to be a great value for people who are trying to save lives and help those mama cats that they found as a stray or whatever the case may be, and do the right thing for their kittens so that we don't have such a big problem every year with kitten season.
Yeah. Well, that's amazing.
It's a great opportunity for anyone. I know there's so many people out there who are feeding that stray mama kitty or are just trying to do a little extra for an animal they care about that may not even be their animal that they may have found. I mean, cats are stray and free roaming, so a lot of good intending people end up with cats that they're not necessarily looking for. So it's a good chance for those people to put an end to that overpopulation cycle and bring the kittens in. They recover very quickly when they're so young. They get spayed neutered 8 weeks, and the next day you wouldn't know they even had surgery. So,
yeah, and I think sometimes that people don't stop and realize that they got to stop the chain of problem.
That's right.
You know, it's like, and this makes it so darn affordable that, you know, it's kind of like I always wanted to get her fixed.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, but, you know, I never really had the money.
That's
so,
right.
And I, you know, I figure out places for the kittens to go, so no
right.
big deal. Well, this you can get these kittens adoptable because now they're actually spayed or neutered.
That's right. Yeah,
that's
it's more
not,
attractive.
That's a very attractive opportunity.
Yep.
And she won't be putting out large number of kittens for this overpopulation. Talk a little bit about the overpopulation in the Lansing area.
I mean, it's incredible, especially, you know, there's certainly overpopulation issues with both cats and dogs. But in terms of the cat situation, it is out of control. You call any rescue shelter right now and they're packed, have no room.
Yep.
The capacity is exceeded. And there's just no way for us to get a handle on it unless people do everything they can do. And this is just one way for people to take that extra step. When you place a kitten with a loving home, you assume it's going to get spayed and neutered. But this way, you don't have to assume that. You can know that when you place that kitten, it's spayed and neutered, and it's going to be the rest of its life. We're not going to worry about that. So
that's definitely a game changer. You know, talking about Price is Right, you know, we definitely got a game changer with that particular operation out there. It can't help but make a big impact here in the Lansing area. So,
yeah, and there are lots of options.
Thank you so much. That effort. I know it's been a hard task because you got to put up a whole new building facility and figure out how you staff it and who's going to be working it and policies, procedures, structure.
Yep.
But you're there.
We're there and we're doing it every day. And I'll tell you, it's been a really, really good thing. Really pleased.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Well, if you're looking for something to do on a Saturday night, what could be better than going out to the Capital Area Humane Society and playing The Price is Right with Julia and her gang out there? I think that sounds like a great plan.
Yeah,
what are the times again?
We're open today, noon to midnight, and again, Sunday, noon to midnight.
Okay.
To midnight?
Yes, I know.
That's what I'm saying.
You're not getting much rest, are you, Julia?
No way.
Oh, my God.
So if you happen to go to Common Ground, when you get done, go over to the Humane Society.
We'll be there.
They'll be there.
The more sober group, please.
Yeah. Yes, please.
Well, we've been talking this morning with Julia Palmer, the president of the Capital Area Humane Society. Thank you, Julia, for coming in. We really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
And Rick, we've had a fascinating show again this week. For any of you who missed it, you can always go to our website and listen to the podcast. But on behalf of my co-host, Rick Pruce, and my other co-host today, Kirby Pruce, and my producer in the studio, Mark Price, this is Lee Cohen, wishing all of you a great weekend, a great week ahead, and please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
I walk into the room, passing out $100 bills and a kill.